GLB monitor.
KE8JKI listening.
KE8JKI, KE8YAV. Good morning, how are you, sir?
We're doing fine. How about yourself? Just playing around with a new radio for me, anyway. Not a new radio, but a Icon 7100. And just trying to learn it and get it programmed. And so I'm glad to hear that somebody's out there to hear me.
Absolutely. I'm having a great morning. I'm actually headed west on US 2 right now. I just left St. Ignace about 10 minutes ago, and I'm glad to hear that you got an Icon 7100. I actually just, the radio I'm using right now in my car is a 5100. I got about a month ago now. I'm loving this radio. I wanted to get a 7100 really bad, just couldn't find one in my price range. I know they're getting more and more valuable by the day, but I'm glad to hear there's still a few tossing around every now and then. So glad to hear somebody glad to hear somebody on this repeater. I actually really like this repeater, and I love to hit this one on my way back up to Michigan Tech.
Roger that. Once again, appreciate your coming back and let me know. I'm down in West Branch right now, and I'm using the 7100 basically as my base. I am the EC for the IOSCO EOC, as well as the coordinator for our CERT group here in Oldemont County. So I'm glad to know again that I'm getting out and being heard. Once again, appreciate your coming back. This is the EOC.
Yeah, absolutely. I will say you're a little bit spotty here and there, but I got most of what you said. Yeah, you said you're out in West Branch. That's pretty cool. You know, I love hitting all the repeaters going through the UP as I drive up and down state. But yeah, I love getting through here in Kansas City and having a good time on this repeater. So I appreciate you throwing your call out there. I bet I get somebody new. KE8YAV.
Roger that. Hey, you have a good one. Just be safe. Be careful on the road. And have fun. KEAKKI, we're back.
Copy that. Yeah, you have a good day. 73DU, KEAYAV, quit.
From W8COP.
KSA-CLV, monitoring.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why that lady was sitting there waving everybody through. Kind of annoyed me, though.
I don't know what that was about. That was kind of funky.
That squelch tail's kind of funky. Wow.
I just got to remote it and adjust it.
Cool. Well, at least now we know we can. Well, the next order of business for me is I've got to get my local node upgraded to ASL3 because there's enough differences there between the two that, well, you saw. I was like, oh, wow, they did that? okay. Yeah, we'll figure it out. Actually, a lot of the changes I saw, I think, make more sense.
I would agree. And what I'm really looking forward to is using the improved audio codec.
Yeah, that's just for Just for trunk linking, though, right?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, so once the hub supports it, then it's available. Well, my hub is ASL3. I created it and then did absolutely nothing with it, so I guess I got some motivation now to do something with it.
Yeah, there you go. I gotta upgrade some of the, I don't know if I'm gonna do the DMR one or not, but we'll see.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, it's, it all depends on what you're going to do with it, right? So if it's going to predominantly be digital, then maybe all the features aren't necessary for other things. But I kind of wish there was a way to just modulate and demodulate everything through a central codec hub, and then just cross-translate what you want to be digital and analog without using, you know, a hub or a reflector to do it, so. But, I mean, it's 2025 now, so who knows what we'll have in a couple years.
I think if we did that, it would make way too much sense.
Yeah, it's highly likely. Do you want to be on the cutting edge or the bleeding edge? That's the question we always ask at work.
And what people want to hear is yes.
Yep. Here's a possibility for a little bit more fallout with one of those options than the other, though. So looks like my wife took the kids to see Mufasa here at, I think, 1:30. So they probably just got out, depending on, I don't know how long the run time or the previews are, but they're already just getting out or they're getting out soon. I'm going to run my mom's groceries up to her and then head home, so. Might get a few minutes to play Cyberpunk 2077 before everybody comes in my door screaming.
There you go, that'll be nice. I haven't played video games in a little bit, so I might do that too.
Yeah, I don't know, I purchased the game late 2021, and I'm not regretful at all. It's great. Everybody said it was rough around the edges when it was first released, and from what I can tell from some of the videos, it definitely was. But I'll be darned if it's not one of the better games I think I've ever played. I was a Red Dead Redemption 2 fan as well for a long time, but I think the dialogue and the writing in this goes far beyond that. So, when the DLC came out, I bought that, and I wasn't regretful about that either. It was all really, really good stuff. So it's one of those games that I'm not at all in a hurry to work on because there's so much there, I'll never unpack it all, even if I just play it all day. So I'm not stressing about it. I'm like, hey, it's always going to be there. There's no online update component to it that's going to break it. And, I don't know. I've had a lot of regrets about buying other games. This one's different, though. I'm happy.
Yeah, there you go. All right, I'm at AutoZone. I'll be right back.
Yeah, it sounds good. I'm almost to my mom's anyway, so we'll talk to you later. NACN.
Hello, radio. This is W8RRM in Gaylord. Anybody on up north today? Had no audio. WRM listening.
This is ADBIN, over. This is KDBIN. There's something wrong with the repeater today in my old, so I'm using Echolink, over.
K-E-H-J-K-I in Leonard Green.
F8 BMW.